Good morning, dear listener. Welcome to my channel. Today, let us discuss the second nakshatra, Bharani, symbolized by the womb. We have discussed this immensely in the previous podcast, if you want to go through it. Now, we are talking about the nakshatra padas and the mystery of the nakshatra padas and how they work in individual charts. Yes, we are going last in the serious deep dive into every pada of every nakshatra. So we are in the second one. This one is a Venus nakshatra, as you can see on the screen there, and it falls within the sign of Aries. This is the first one of the Venus nakshatras, the other two being Purva Falguni and Purva Ashada. There are three of each type. I have covered this before. So what happens in Bharani, in Padas, four Padas? Now Bharani, from natal to Navamsha, as you can see in the chart there, it goes from Aries to Leo, first Pada, Aries to Virgo in the second Pada, Aries to Libra in the third Pada, Aries to Scorpio in the fourth Pada. Shortly we'll analyze with podcast how this works out. But let us take a look at Bharani itself. Since it's a Venus ruled nakshatra, all Venus ruled nakshatras have a theme, something to do with relationships, something to do with wealth, and something to do with a kind of a sense of intimacy. Because it's Venus, so everything is driven by Venus. And this is the first one. So the first of every kind of nakshatra has a sort of a raw power about it. In Bharani, it's the raw power of passion and sexuality. Think in terms of Venus and Mars combined, okay? So wherever the house cusp or planets fall in Bharani nakshatra, this person is completely dependent on someone else. Just like a child is within the womb, it is completely dependent on the mother. Also, Bharani, symbolized by the womb, will have to exercise and learn patience in their life. So those planets which fall in Bharani have to learn patience through life, which is difficult considering it's still sitting in Aries. You might say, in a way, Bharani is the passion form of Aries. The initiator energy of Aries is in Ashwini, the first one which we did. These people also do not meet people easily. This is another quality of the Venus nakshatra. They are very choosy people. They are very picky people. Remember, Venus is refinement, like I have covered before. If Moon is food, Venus is the refinement of food, like fine dining, luxury items, jewelry, fine clothes. Everything fine and refined is Venus. How does it manifest when it comes to people? They do not like to meet people easily. They are very picky and selective about meeting people, especially even about partners, if you are talking about the seventh house, okay? And they tend to accumulate a lot of stuff. If you have planets in Bharani, in the natal chart, you might tend to accumulate the significations of the planet. For example, if Mercury is sitting, you might tend to accumulate a lot of friends, accumulate a lot of books. You might be a book person. Mercury stands for books, intellectual knowledge. If you have Saturn in Bharani, you might try to accumulate a lot of old things relating to Venus, perhaps old pieces of jewelry, perhaps. Yes. And so on and so forth. There's an accumulation feature of Bharani which goes around. And Bharani, typically their life lesson you must keep into consideration when we are talking about Bharani. There is a life lesson. I have covered this before also in detail. Keeping respectable boundaries, bearing restraint and control in order to protect, holding the burden with responsibility in order to deliver. That's the key life lesson. You got to remember that every planet, whatever is falling in any nakshatra in your natal Navamsha, is showing you can call it karmic pattern, the residual memory from past life, or you can even call it your soul direction. Both are the same. What you have come here to experience, accomplish, and so on. That's what we are uncovering here, essentially speaking. Again, the basic rule, always remember the lord of the house. For Bharani, it's Mars, right? It is still sitting within Aries. So find out the condition of Mars. If Bharani has got, let's say, Venus and Moon in it in your chart, in the natal chart, what is the condition of Mars in your natal chart? Is it good? Is it sitting in water sign? Then it will be debilitated. If it is sitting in fire signs, it will be very good. It will be very exemplified. Good in the sense it will show very dominantly, prominently, and so on. If it's in air signs, it might be very mental in nature. So have an examination of the lord of the house, the dispositor. If Moon and Venus are in Bharani, where is Mars sitting? That should be your first thinking. Yes? And this and other principles I have covered in the basic Vedic astrology course, which is on the memberships area. If you want to listen and join in and learn from the, I don't know, 300 odd podcasts over there. So let's get into the four padas of Bharani and see how these play out now.
Podcast segment title, The Four Padas of Bharani Nakshatra. Subtitle, Planetary Examples and the Inner Outer Karma Blueprint of Desire and Duty. Introduction, The Burden and Blessing of Bharani. Bharani Nakshatra spans from 13 Drij 20 to 26 D 40 Aries, ruled by Venus and symbolized by the womb or yoni, the power of containment, endurance, and eventual transformation. It's associated with Yama, the god of death and discipline, which gives Bharani its intense polarity. Desire versus restraint, indulgence versus consequence, accumulation versus renunciation. But as with every nakshatra, its true story changes every 3D 20 through the padas, each anchored in a different Navamsha sign. When a planet is placed in a specific Bharani pada, the house it occupies in the natal chart and the sign it occupies in the Navamsha tell us everything about what the person is trying to achieve and what karma they are working through. Let's decode Bharani's four padas through planetary placements, each revealing a unique karmic blueprint. Bharani Pada 1, 13 degrees 20 to 16 degrees 40 has Aries, Navamsha sign Leo Fire Dharma Pada. Example, Venus in Bharani Pada 1, outer behavior, strong drive to initiate love, beauty, and wealth-related projects, but with ego. Inner drive, Venus in Leo, Navamsha is royal, theatrical, and status conscious in relationships and wealth. Natal house focus, e.g. 10th house, pursues status-driven career choices with glamorous appeal, ignores true passion if it doesn't offer recognition. Karmic expression, chooses career or marriage for status, not soul alignment, takes risky loans or shortcuts for fast wealth. Correction path, align work and love with genuine heart values, not just outward validation. Bharani Pada 2, 16 degree to 20 degree Aries, Navamsha sign Virgo Earth, Artha Pada. Example, Mars in Bharani Pada 2, outer behavior, strong-willed, takes control of duties but can misuse power in workplace. Inner drive, Virgo Navamsha demands perfection, service, and control, but Mars struggles here. Natal house focus, e.g. 6th house. Aggressive at work, takes over responsibilities but criticizes others. May dominate co-workers or create toxic service environments. Karmic expression, harms others unintentionally through pride and harshness in daily duties. Neglects own spiritual or emotional well-being while overworking. Correction path, serve without ego, take responsibility without superiority, and offer help with humility. Bharani Pada 3, 20 Grij, 23 Grij, 20 Aries, Navamsha sign, Libra, Kama Pada. Example, Saturn in Bharani Pada 3. Outer behavior, dutiful in relationships and business but expects too much from others. Inner drive, seeks balance, validation, and refinement but often through over-control. Natal house focus, e.g. 7th house, committed partner but emotionally unavailable or over-demanding, can set harsh terms in business dealings or marriage. Karmic expression, focus on material order over emotional warmth in relationships. Can oppress those working under them. Libra's diplomacy plus Saturn's authority. Correction path. Learn to treat others as equals, especially spouses or employees. Detach from rigid expectations. Bring kindness into discipline. Bharani Pada 4, 23 degrees 20 to 26 degrees 40 Aries. Navamsha sign, Scorpio water, Mokshapada. Example, moon in Bharanipada 4, outer behavior, emotionally charged, secretive, magnetic presence. Inner drive, Scorpio Navamsha creates deep emotional turbulence and desire for control. Natal house focus, e.g. fourth house. Intense emotional attachment to home, mother, or land. Power struggles at home or with family may suppress maternal emotions. Karmic expression may suffer betrayals or emotional loss due to possessiveness or neglect. May experience infidelity in marriage or conflict between work and home. Correction path. Let go of control. Use emotions for healing, not manipulation. Channel pain into transformative caregiving for others. Summary. Bharani's four padas at a glance. Pada 1. Arishi, Leo Navamsha, desire, to shine and be admired, challenge, self-image tied to external achievements, soul lesson, act from the heart, not the spotlight. Pada 2, Ari, to control work and outcomes, challenge critical, micromanaging nature, soul lesson, serve with humility, not superiority. Pada 3, desire, balance and recognition in partnerships, challenge, emotional detachment or dominance. Soul lesson, create relationships built on equity and kindness. Pada 4, Aries, Scorpio, desire, emotional power and depth, challenge manipulation, betrayal, secrecy. Heal others through emotional surrender and truth. Closing thought, Bharani's real power is what you carry and release. Every pada of Bharani is about holding something, a person, an expectation, a wound, or a gift. But Yama reminds us that everything that is held must one day be surrendered. Do you hold status, Leo, perfection, Virgo, fairness, Libra, or pain, Scorpio? Your chart tells you why you hold it, and your Navamsha reveals how you'll let it go. In the next segment, we explore Kritika Nakshatra, where the fire of truth demands purification at any cost. Stay tuned. Podcast segment title, The Four Pani Nakshatra. Subtitle, Planetary Examples and the Inner-Outer Karma Blueprint of Containment, Control, and Consequence. Introduction. Bharani's Dual Karma, Desire Meets Discipline. Bharani Nakshatra is the seat of extreme polarity. Governed by Venus and falling entirely within Aries, it reflects the battle between raw desire, Mars, and refined responsibility, Venus. Its ruler, Yama, symbolizes restraint and karmic accountability. But its full depth only emerges when we study each of its four padas, each carrying the soul into a different Navamsha sign, changing the tone of expression, the style of karma, and the planet's internal goal. Let's explore each pada through planetary examples. We'll look at what the planet wants to express in the natal chart, outer life, what it internally seeks through Navamsha, soul level, what karma it's enacting, and where growth lies. Bharani Pada 1, 13-20, 16-4 Aries. Navamsha sign, Leo. Example, Jupiter in Bharani Pada 1. Outer behavior, bold, ethical preacher, wants to be seen as wise and respected. Inner drive, in Leo Navamsha, Jupiter seeks status through knowledge, deep need to lead with vision. Natal house impact, e.g. ninth house, may become a moral authority or advisor in religious, academic, or legal fields. Focuses on legacy, children, or disciples, but ego can cloud clarity. Karmic expression, feels entitled to respect, may ignore the deeper dharma in favor of recognition. Misuses wisdom to dominate or control others' beliefs. Correction path, humility and wisdom, use knowledge to liberate others, not to elevate self-image. Bharani Pada 2, 16 degree, Fa 20 degrees 00 Aries, Navamsha sign, Virgo Artha, example, Sun in Bharani Pada 2, outer behavior, authority-driven, task-oriented, perfectionist in leadership. Inner drive, in Virgo Navamsha, Sun becomes a duty-bound performer, wants to shine through service and technical precision. Natal house impact, e.g. sixth house, may take up leadership in health, legal, or service sectors. Tends to micromanage and control routines obsessively. Karmic expression, pride in being a savior, but struggles with control and delegation. May oppress others in the name of efficiency or rightness. Correction path, be the servant leader, not just the boss. Empower others rather than prove superiority through overwork. Bharani Pada 3, 23-3-20 Aries. Navamsha sign, Libra, air, comma. Example, Mercury in Barneypada 3, outer behavior. Witty, diplomatic communicator, business-oriented. Inner drive, Libra Navamsha. Mercury seeks validation and harmony through ideas, craves balanced exchanges, persuasive speech. Natal house impact, e.g. third house, skilled in negotiation, PR, digital media, or law. Uses charm and strategy for gains, but may avoid uncomfortable truths. Karmic expression, could use intellect and persuasion to manipulate instead of uplift. Difficulty handling conflict, chooses harmony over honesty. Correction path, practice transparent communication. Use speech and writing as tools for justice and upliftment, not flattery or escape. Barneypada 4, 23 degree 20, 26, 40 Aries. Navamsha sign, Scorpio. Example, Venus in Barneypada 4. Outer behavior. Intense sensuality, hidden relationships, emotional complexity in love and desire. Inner drive. In Scorpio Navamsha, Venus is passionate but guarded, desires emotional depth and secretive intimacy. Natal house impact, e.g. 8th house. Drawn to taboo relationships, inheritance, the occult, or power through sexuality. Love is intense, all-consuming, and tied to karmic debts or betrayals. Karmic expression. Uses beauty or love to control, seduce, or punish. Suffers through emotional entanglements and trust issues. Correction path. Transform relationships into sacred emotional exchanges. Surrender control and allow love to purify, not possess. Summary, Barani's four padas through planetary expression. Pada 1, Leo Navamsha. Seeks glory, recognition, noble legacy. Karmic risk, egotism, superficiality, and virtue. Lesson, act with heart, not just for the spotlight. Pada 2, Virgo Navamsha. Control through service, organize power. Karmic risk, perfectionism, emotional coldness. Lesson, lead with responsibility, not rigidity. Pada 3, Libra Harmony, business success, intellectual romance. Karmic risk, avoids conflict, masks truth. Lesson, speak the truth, even if it breaks the balance. Pada 4, Scorpio Navamsha. Emotional power, transformation through intimacy. Karmic risk, control, obsession, betrayal. Lesson, purify desire, embrace emotional transparency. Closing thought, the container must learn when to release. Barani's essence is containment, but the soul is not meant to hold forever. Each planet placed here is carrying something karmic, and through the Navamsha, it reveals how it will release that karma. Is your Venus loving to possess? Is your Sun leading to dominate? Is your Mercury negotiating to win? If yes, pause. Every pada of Barani teaches, what you hold out of greed, fear, or pride will eventually be taken or transformed. Coming up next, Kritika Nakshatra, where containment ends and purification begins through the blade of truth.